Hi, this is Resonant Yes from FetLife. I've been a fan of Zorro Daddy's writing for years, so when the idea came up to record some snippets of his work as bedtime stories, well, I jumped at the chance to lend my voice. You see, we all have memories we cherish. We think back on them with a recollection that makes them seem real again. They make us feel happy just thinking of them, and we passionately aspire to make that next lasting memory. This story is titled The Next Memory She Would Never Forget, and it's taken from the book entitled The Mia Series, Book 2. If you like the story, check out the rest of the book. I hope you enjoy listening to it. And if you're listening to it as a bedtime story, I hope you dream big about being little. In every girl's imagination, there is a perfect scenario where she is taken care of. In every baby girl's wishes, there is one simple desire to feel little. What would happen if her mind were slowly led down a path where the point of regression was the point of no return? Mia gently stirred awake. She was lying in his bed. Her wet hair was feathered out above her head and drying, her naked body wrapped in a towel and drying. She could hear the shower running in the bathroom across the hall, and she smiled at the fresh memory of the bath she had received. She looked around the room for an alarm clock, wondering how long she had dozed off after he placed her there. But she lowered her head back to the pillow, realizing the time didn't matter. Not when she was with her daddy. Last weekend she had met him, and inside of 24 hours he had transformed her heart into a sponge for the treatment she received. In his care, she had learned that innocence, submission, regression, and trust could all be encompassed in her soul, the soul of a girl who didn't realize how little she truly was inside, and how much she needed to have that littleness nurtured. And it was he, the man who she would forever call Daddy, who tended to the little girl she had been harboring in her heart all of her life, as well as the big girl which life had turned her into. She rubbed her eyes, taking in a deep breath and stirring further awake. But she didn't sit up. She had learned to enjoy the simplest of moments such as this, where she was completely relaxed. In a short amount of time, she had learned a lot about herself and a lot about those things in life she might not have given enough consideration to. Being a cutie pie kind of girl, she was accustomed to getting noticed, but it wasn't the kind of attention that made her feel good about who she was, and it didn't come from any guy who seemed compelling. The kind of attention she got from him, which she affectionately termed as daddy attention, was exactly what she had needed her whole life. It touched every little corner of her mind, every little twinge of her senses, and every little piece of the fantasies in her imagination. Wrapping it all up and presenting it to her in a reality too enticing to resist. He wasn't just her daddy and her lover. He was her teacher, and she learned. She learned to appreciate what he did for her, when it was something she could see, but also when it was something she didn't see him do. She learned to say thank you without ever forgetting to do so. Regardless of what it was, his actions were always done with her in mind. Maybe that was what meant most to her. He was always thinking of her. Plus, being diapered and babied by him helped too. She smiled brightly. Thinking of him made her feel almost as wonderful as he did. She was still a little sore from their more grown-up encounter last night, even after the relaxation of this morning's bath. But he had given her a wonderful new mindset of enjoying the little and enjoying the big while remaining a baby girl in her heart, mind, and soul. And, as she would soon find out on this day, her head and her heart were about to be nurtured back to a gentler state this time, and the feeling of little would be fully regressive. He walked into the bedroom drying his hair with a towel, and her heart leapt out of her chest at the sight of him. It was as if she hadn't seen him for a month, though it was only a few minutes. Her face lit up, and her shoulders shrunk up as he winked at her. "Did someone wake up?" he asked in such a super syrupy daddy voice she felt the flutterflies in her tummy dance their magic instantly. He took out a white t-shirt from the top dresser drawer and slid it down over his shoulders. "You fell asleep the moment I put you on that bed, didn't you, Princess?" he asked with a tone so playful and fun, she could do nothing but nod her answer as her senses were focusing on the butterfly waltz inside her. He stepped into a pair of boxer briefs and then into his blue jeans before he opened the third drawer of the dresser. Seeing he had opened that drawer, she drew her knees up to her chest and curled into a tiny little ball. The third drawer in his dresser had been designated as the baby girl drawer, and it was filled with every possible thing he would need to make Mia's appearance very little. He only opened that drawer when a trip was in store for her. He took a handful of items out of the drawer, and she closed her eyes, concentrating on controlling her excitement and her breathing, and the newly fast-paced beating of her tender heart. Where was he going to take her today? What was ahead for her on this day? "Oh my God, I love my daddy," she screamed in her head, but remained silent. "Is someone feeling little?" he asked in that daddy tone which fit him so very well and always did a number on her mind. She nodded again as he sat alongside her and set the handful of items on the nightstand. He leaned in towards her, took her head in his hands, and gently kissed her forehead. She melted. "Open," he instructed softly, as he placed the rubber nipple of her favorite pacifier to her bottom lip. She parted her lips and took the nipple in her mouth. Her eyes gazed up at him with the innocence of a little girl, the little girl he enabled her to become once again. He placed his right hand on the side of her face and ran his thumb across her cheekbone. Leaning in further, he touched the tip of his nose to hers and crossed his eyes in a silly face. She crossed her eyes back at him before breaking out into a giggle fit behind her pacifier. He sat back up and looked at the towel around her body before putting a look of surprise on his face. "Did some silly daddy forget to dress you?" he asked. She nodded, no longer playing along with him, but now beginning to absorb the littleness. "I think he did." "How silly," he remarked, while flipping the towel off her body, revealing her naked frame. She didn't feel vulnerable, nor sexual. She felt little, very little. And the more he spoke to her with the tone he was using, the more her mind began to slow down, simplifying its own process even. "You're a little girl." "So little," he said, pausing to reach over to the pile on the nightstand and pick up her diaper. "That she still wears diapers." Those words, the tone, the sentiment, all washed over her senses, leaving a steady blanket of goosebumps across her skin. She was his putty, his play toy, his possession, and his baby girl. She would be whatever he wanted. But she knew that she would only be a baby girl just then, and it was all she wanted. Listening to the crinkle of her diaper being unfolded, she slowly rocked her hips back and forth. Oh, what a feeling. He put her in this nurtured state of mind last weekend and had already driven her further into it this morning with a few well-placed words. He placed the diaper flat on the bed in front of her and reached over for the two diaper inserts he had also taken out of the baby girl drawer. Her heart pounded even more. It was probably visible on her chest at this point. She breathed slowly and evenly through her nose. The thoughts of the trip to come were overwhelming her. Diaper inserts meant their trip would either be a long one or a revealing one. If it was a long trip, it might be a road trip, and the inserts would enable her to not have to be changed for a while. And if it was a revealing trip, it might be to some place where lots of people would be, and two inserts inside her diaper made for a diaper butt which was hard to miss. "Up," he instructed her as she rolled back a little bit, lifting her bottom off the bed while still holding on to her balled-up legs against her chest. What a position to be in, but one that was natural to her when she was with him. "That's a good girl," he said softly while patting her bottom. You are such a good girl. Daddy is so proud of you. Her eyes became locked onto his face. The relaxed brow, the softness of his words, the kindness in his eyes mellowed her senses. She was all baby girl inside at this point, and how wonderful it felt to be nothing but that. She kept her eyes on him, her mind in an almost dreamlike state. She felt the powder being spread across her bottom. The scent filled the air. It smelled so sweet and was one that was becoming as familiar to her as perfume. He shifted the diaper up to the bottom of her lumbar region and eased her bottom down onto the bed, laying her legs flat and parting them at the knees. The feel of the inside of the diaper against her skin felt like silk sliding across smoothness. A diaper felt so good and was becoming as familiar to her as clothing. She felt the powder being gently dusted across her front from hip bone to hip bone and down between her legs. His hands were so gentle with her, she often welled up her eyes with tears from the sensations. She was so madly in love with him that it no longer seemed anything but natural to be his baby girl, to be diapered by him and to be treated like a baby. And just then, she realized that it felt so natural because it was fast becoming the truth. He drew the front of the diaper up between her legs, making it tight to her and fastening the tapes at her hips. The inserts added to the bulk of a teddy bear bambino and the tightness for which he placed it on her. The sound of the diaper tapes being fastened echoed in her ears like the music intended for a soundtrack of the moment. He patted her diapered bottom. The thud made notable how thick the diaper was. She almost wanted to pee herself right then so he would have to change her again. She had a daddy who could make a diaper change an event she longed for and looked forward to. You are a very good girl, Mia, he said softly as he leaned in and hugged her. She wrapped her arms around his neck and clung to him. He had been so wonderful to her. She hoped he knew how much she appreciated what he did for her and how much she loved him. Life without him seemed impossible at this point, and his absence would be unbearable. I love you, baby girl, he said, sensing her trembling energy. I will always love you. He sat up and gazed down at her amorously. She couldn't even mumble behind her pacifier for the inundation to her heart. And the only way she could communicate her love for him was to press her body against him in the hope that he would feel her heavily pounding heart, a beat from her chest that he had created and owned, along with the rest of her. He reached for the clothing on the nightstand, and when she saw what he had selected for her to wear, she knew that this day would be the next memory she would never forget.